Thanks for downloading the Overdrive podcast. If you're ever looking to get behind the scenes, it's simple. Follow us on Instagram at TSN1050, or you will see myself, O-Dog and Noodles, what we do in the studio, before the show, during the show, after the show, constantly updating stories and best of clips. Again, follow us on Instagram at TSN1050.
Wrist shot deflected right on, they score!
This is Overdrive on TSN 1050, the official playoff voice of the Leafs.
We are about 2.5 hours away from puck drop, Game 7 down in Boston. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050 tonight. One of the bigger sports nights in the city's history, certainly recent history. Leafs Bruins, Raptors Wizards, Jays Red Sox, TFC down in Mexico taking on Chivas. It's going to be a great night. The Marlies are even in action. Jerry's percentages in about a half an hour. Ray's coming up here in a moment. We are fired up for tonight.
Jerry Roberts, too, in the 6 p.m. hour.
That's right. Gary Roberts will be calling in.
He will be the most intense. I mean, Gary's got a great sense of humor, but he's a very intense individual in things that he's passionate about.
That's what I want to ask him about. Like, as a player, let's say he's calling in right now. It's 5 o'clock. The game begins in 2.5 hours. The Leafs are probably just getting to the building. Maybe they've been there for a half an hour. Like, what's your routine like? Because everyone says the right things. Ah, it's just another game. No, it's not. It's game 7.
I know, but you're not going to change your routine.
Yeah, your routine is your routine.
It's got to stay the same.
I don't
think
they'll be there yet. It's a 7:30 game. They'll be there at 5:30.
5:30?
5:15-ish, they'll be rolling in there.
The bus will leave, depending on where they're staying, probably 4:45. Get there at 5:15, 5:20. So you're 2 hours before the game, and then you start your game day routine. That's the one thing I think people forget is they've already established their playoff routine, these guys. I was reading Marner's comments saying, hey, I'm going to do what I do. Like, I'm going to be on my phone. I'm going to watch Fortnite or watch people play Fortnite.
That is so weird to me. Like, how do you watch other people play a game?
I don't know.
I don't get
that's
it.
That's out of my generation.
It's totally out of our generation. I'll never understand that. But whatever works. I guess it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You want to stare at a wall for 3 hours? Go ahead.
Exactly.
Do whatever you have to.
Some people watch movies on their computer. Other people sleep. I don't know how many guys that I played with would shut mill for like 4 hours.
Oh, I would do that.
You're like, I had the greatest nap.
I'd get a great sleep in if I could. Have to.
You would eat your pregame.
You'd
go to town. But the pregame, well, they skated full this morning, so they wouldn't have gotten back to the hotel till probably 12:30. First bus would have left early. Got back at 12:45. So you go to town, you're in your room by 1:15.
Shut it until 3:30, 4 o'clock.
Yeah, and then you get up, shower, put your suit on, go down to the bus for 4:45, something like that.
Yeah.
I usually got 2 hours. Like, I was at 1:30 to 3:30 or a 1:30 to 4, depending on... and if I wasn't starting that night, I gave myself an extra half an hour, 2 to 4.
Right, you should treat yourself.
Yeah, but I always slept.
I would, too. Oh, were you a sleeper or what?
Oh, I needed 2 hours.
Yeah. I could see you like
just need a 2 hour sleep.
Like
need it.
The biggest plate of pasta with chicken on it. Like it was massive. It was the size of this laptop, a mile high deep, and I would just destroy it.
Ice cream?
Like yeah.
You always have a little dessert.
Oh, is that right?
There's
ice cream, and then take 2 cookies up to the room. Then you're back 2 hours later for toast with peanut butter and banana.
Yeah.
Maybe another cookie. Like every coach I walked by with my plate of food, they'd always be looking at me like...
Mix in some greens. It's a big game tonight. Please.
Yeah. I like the rice. Like we had a healthy team for a while there, and there was a lot of rice. Guys eating rice instead of pasta. I liked the pasta, but I always threw a little bit of rice and peas in there.
I like it.
You know, like... It's funny, I'm a people watcher. Play with a guy named Michael Hanzus. I don't remember that. He was very good player.
Really good player.
This guy ate peas like it was his business. He would have a plate full of peas. Like a mound. It was embarrassing.
Whatever works.
How many peas do you need?
I know. But like, eat them with like a spoon.
That'd be crap and peas for a week.
But just a plate of pasta with chicken and then peas. Like, usually it's just a little side. You throw a couple peas in there. Like, this guy would have a half a plate full of peas.
Well, whatever worked, man. Whatever got you to the NHL, whatever gets you prepared for the game.
Those Slovakians, man. We had five of them on our team, and those guys would just eat. We called it the Slovakian buffet. They ate power bars, and they just, anything that was free and wasn't nailed down, these guys had, they were walking out of the building with
it. I like the Russians. Cigarette, coffee, baked potato with sour cream on it, bed.
That's a pregame routine.
The Russians and a baked potato with sour cream, then a dart and a coffee, and then up to bed.
Yeah, there were a few Russian players I played with.
Well, it's a big night tonight in the city. As we know, we've been amped up for this for quite some time. We knew if the Leafs were going to get to Game 7, it was going to coincide with Game 5. We knew the Jays were playing the Red Sox, and we've known for weeks TFC was playing Chivas tonight. So we got four massive games, a title on the line with TFC, a series on the line with the Leafs, Game 5 as pivotal as it comes with the Raptors. And it's early in the year, but the Jays are feeling good. They walk off last night. The Red Sox are the team they're chasing in the division. Aaron Sanchez on the mound tonight. It's going to be rocking downtown. So we figured what we'd try to do, maybe we'll only play one of these. We'll play the other one later in the afternoon.
Sure.
I called up a sports bar downtown and pretended to be some guy from Philly who just got in.
Yeah.
You guys want to hear this?
I want to hear it.
Are you allowed to say the name of the place?
No, we won't out the name of the place, sir.
All right. If the guy hangs up on you.
No, it's not crazy. It's kind of what you would probably expect, but okay. I think they're a little bit surprised that someone would be dumb enough and actually call up and make the request.
Hi. I just got into town. I'm staying at a hotel right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for a sports bar tonight. They gave me your name and number. I'm from Philly, and the Phillies are playing a game tonight. Is there any way if I come down, can I get that on the big screen tonight?
Unfortunately, tonight, probably not, only because I'm pretty sure they're just going to be showing the Leafs game, and maybe they'll have one TV or one or two dedicated to the Raptors and the Jays.
Oh, so I can't get the Phillies Diamondbacks game tonight?
Not likely.
Really?
Yeah, I can double check for you, but I'm almost positive it'll be a no. Give me 2 seconds, okay?
Okay, thanks.
No problem.
How can I help you?
Hi. I don't know if your colleague told you what I'm calling
something
about.
Something about Diamondbacks?
Well, I'm from Philly. I just flew into town,
yeah.
And I'm standing around the corner. I was hoping to get the Phillies Diamondbacks game on the big screen tonight.
What time is the game at?
It's at 7.
Okay, so the answer, unfortunately, will have to be no, only because there's a Toronto Maple Leafs game, a Toronto Blue Jays game, and a Toronto Raptors game on tonight. So
those
three will actually take precedence over everything.
Oh, so I might spend some money tonight. I guess that doesn't really matter.
You'd be the only one, unfortunately, that's probably going to come in for that one game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I apologize. Sorry.
Okay. I might pop by anyway. Thank you.
No problem. Bye.
You sound like such a loser.
That manager was outstanding.
She was great. That's going to have to be a hard no. I love the Diamondbacks. What are you talking about? You loser.
I would have said, welcome to Toronto. Save some chicks for the rest of the guys in Toronto, you loser. Beat it.
See you later.
She was great.
They were very cordial. They were prepared, very cordial, very esteemed place downtown, sports bar downtown. But they know what's up. Well, you're not getting Phillies Diamondbacks tonight.
The fact that you said, I may spend some money, too. She's it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Take a lap.
Thanks for coming out. Here's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Mr. Toronto tonight, I would assume. Even out in BC, you got to be tracking Toronto, right?
Everybody here that I know that I've talked to is waiting for 4 o'clock. It's amazing that as much as people hate the Leafs or talk about how they hate the Leafs, when they're in this moment, everybody wants to watch the Leafs. They can't wait.
Is it hate watch?
I don't think either that they're cheering for Boston. Not out here, that's for sure.
Yeah, not in Vancouver.
No chance. I think, I don't know. I mean, I could be wrong, but when we see the footage of the square and like the people going nuts in there, it looks fun. And I think at some point, when people get by the craziness of cheering for their own team, like sports are fun. They like to see fun. I think people imagine, like, what if they win tonight? Like, what is that place going to be like? What will it be like in the second round? What could it be like if they get to the conference final? Like, I think people are, they can say they're not interested in the Leafs, but it's just kind of a lie.
Well, it is.
They are interested.
That's why the Leafs play on hockey night every year for the past 50 years, because they move the needle. They've got the biggest fan base because Toronto's the biggest city, but also because there's a lot of people throughout the country that are captivated by the story. And I think a lot of them hate watch. You know, there's going to be a lot of people hate watching that want them to lose and want them to lose badly so they can chirp their Leaf friends. But everybody throughout the country has a friend who's a big Leaf fan.
There, I mean, whether it came from your, you know, your parents, or whether you feel like you're force-fed the Leafs, which a lot of people out west do, but you just went over why they are on every Saturday. Like, one thing every year, as predictable as the rain in November out here, is that people are going to complain that the Leafs at the Canucks game is on at 4 o'clock. They can't stand it. It's like it's an affront. To they're coming into our city and we got to change our game time. Yeah, it's because the city of Toronto wants to watch the game at 7 o'clock Eastern. That's
right.
Why we're doing it.
Exactly.
Like, it's not, but it. So that's where I would say Vancouver feels like the little brother that doesn't want to be the little brother to Toronto. The two. I mean, I know this. You know, there's arguments all over the place, but the two best cities in Canada are Toronto and Vancouver.
Yeah.
And they're all they're both different. They both got lots of things. You know, I've spent more time in Toronto than I ever thought I would, because I thought I would actually work somewhere near where I lived, but that doesn't happen. So what I've found is, man, there's all kinds of great stuff about Toronto, but there's all kinds of great stuff out here. It's just different.
Mm-hmm.
And people out here feel like they get snubbed. And so that's just the way it is. And
well, tonight's
all be
not going to help.
Tonight.
Yeah, tonight
they'll
won't
all be
help.
Watching tonight.
Yeah, of course. And it's the only game going. I mean, this is a big opportunity for the Leafs and for the Bruins. You've got every hockey fan in the world. There's only one game going on tonight. It's only one game seven.
But it's different too, Brian, because if it was Washington and Columbus game seven, it wouldn't be the same.
Right, of course. Yeah.
Like, people would watch it. I think people would watch it. But if they got here at 5:30 and they missed the first period, they'd go, I'll just pick it up. I don't sense that people are meandering their way home from work. They want to get there to watch it.
Yeah, that's amazing that that's happening in Vancouver. And you know what's happening here. Like, I went to the grocery store this morning. I went out for lunch. And just talking to random people that you kind of interact with in your community, and they're all geared up for the game tonight. And we all can't wait. We've been talking about it for a couple of days. So when you look at it, when you go into the game tonight, let's start with the Leafs. What needs to happen? Like, absolutely has to happen for them to win tonight.
Well, I guess we talked a bit yesterday about the goalies, right? So that's imperative. Like, your goalie can't have a bad night. You have a bad night, you're done. If he gives up one crappy one, maybe you can survive it. But if he has a shaky night, then you're done. They have to stay away from no more than three minors. Like, you cannot take four or five minors. I don't know how they're going to call the game, which kind of sucks, but I know there'll be people that on whichever team loses is going to feel their team got too many penalties. But you got to be careful. You can't take a penalty here, like a foolish penalty, a trip in the offensive zone. Like, your composure is going to be everything tonight. I remember the game sevens I played, and you guys played in them too. It's like, everything happens so fast. You think about this game for so long, and then, bam, all of a sudden it's the middle of the second period. Like, you can lose your composure in a hurry and waste half a game. That can't happen.
Well,
it might happen to somebody, and that'll be the difference.
Yeah. We were talking about that before the game. Like, everyone says the right things, and the same cliches come out. You know, we're going to treat it like any other game, but it's not any other game. You've never played in anything like this before. If you're Matthews, Marner, Nylander, you've never been in game seven of a Stanley Cup playoff. It's never happened. So,
Ray, let me ask you this. I mean, you played in them in OHAS, and I've been a part of them too. I didn't start in one, but like, did your routine change during that day leading up to the game?
I tried not to. Like, I went to bed at 2 o'clock like I always did.
Yeah.
But I remember rolling around in there and staring at the roof and then not wanting to turn on the TV because I got to sleep. And then you tell yourself you got to sleep. And I remember, and I played three of them, and all three of them I slept like crap.
Yeah, I know. And you're worried. You're like, am I going to be tired? Am I not going to be energetic because I needed that sleep?
Oh, man, then you're right. You're in your own head. I do remember walking to the rink in Pittsburgh for Game 7 and, you know, like, leaving at the same time. You know, the previous ones I had gotten there early, and I didn't, I don't know how you get there, and you're like, what the hell am I going to do? I take my sticks already. There's nothing to do. And the one in Pittsburgh, I remember three or four of us were walking up, and we just went at the regular time. You know, tried to trick ourselves, I think, into thinking it was just like another game, even though you know it's not.
Yeah, it's not.
That's the truth.
It can't possibly be. And I don't know what to expect out of the Maple Leafs again because this core hasn't been in this position. But I also don't know how much weight to put into the experience of the Bruins because they got a lot of young guys, too.
They got nine guys today, I heard, that are playing their first Game 7.
Exactly.
Who, Boston does?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we think they're way more experienced because of Chara and Bergeron. But there is a lot of, you know, Jake DeBrusk hasn't done it. Danton Heinen's not done it. Charlie McAvoy's not done it. Like, how about this game could easily come down to a big play, right, that one guy's going to make or not make? Two guys that have been a little bit underwhelming that are stars. You know, one, of course, is Matthews. The other's McAvoy. Like, McAvoy is a hell of a player, and he's come nowhere near his level in this series. Maybe it's tonight. You know, like for him, or maybe it's tonight for Matthews. Like there's just nothing to choose between them. I mean, I think Boston's played longer stretches of better hockey, but it doesn't matter anymore. Like however you get to this, the door of Game 7, now it's just you step through it and it's a new book. It doesn't even matter. Whatever you've done before doesn't even matter. It's right after Rennie Rancourt finishes that anthem.
25 fist pumps tonight. That's what we're calling.
Well, we have to figure out how many you think he is. I mean, Ray, you're not going to be involved in Jerry's, but what do you think? How many fist pumps?
You know what? I think he's going to go with four tonight.
Yeah.
And it'll be because four wins, four fist pumps. So under the stands, he'll be loosening up his voice and his rotator cuff.
Yeah.
Four fist pumps. That's just so annoying.
The only thing I could say is four, or he goes seven for Game 7.
If he goes seven, the game will start at 8:15. Like if he does seven,
he
fist pumps
pretty quick.
Well, but no, but he waits for the crowd and he puts the stupid face on.
And
he does the points. And I would love to get the Bruins in a candid moment. Like pull Marchand aside and be like, just be honest, you can't stand this guy, right? And I'll bet you he'd say, oh, it drives us nuts.
But I agree, because I hated standing there while this guy was doing it. But, if you're a Bruins fan, you probably... The guy's a legend there. Like, they love him. But he's an anthem singer. I think he got a ring.
He did get a ring.
That's the thing. Like, I think when Boston won, I heard something, like, they bought 575 rings or something for everyone.
Yes.
Like the elevator worker.
I think that might have started the trend, and I would guess there's a lot of owners in pro sports that have a hate on for the Bruins because I thought I read that the Eagles, they're making something like 1,200 rings or something.
Yeah. But 1,200 of them.
There should be too, different right? levels, though, right? Like if you're the janitor at the rink, you don't get a $40,000 ring. You get a replica, but you get a ring. You shouldn't get a $40,000 ring.
Well,
you didn't play.
I guess not, but still, 1,200. There's 50, what, three players on the team. So
I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'll bring this in. Ray and I cover Ottawa. I've done a few Leaf games. If the Leafs win the Cup, do you think I should get a ring?
No.
No.
No, of course
but
not.
Like, but I think Jack Edwards has a ring.
Do you think, I'll bet you Joe Bowen would get a ring. 100% Bowen would get a ring.
And Ralphie.
Although it's
but
Lou.
Why?
Lou might make the call, and Lou may say no. Lou may only allow the players. Like, Babcock might not get a ring.
Babcock will get a ring.
You go to the Olympics, teams win a gold medal, the coaches don't get one.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I mean,
I wouldn't, what would you do with it? So say you're a broadcaster, say it's us, you win a... I would never wear the ring. Why would I wear that?
Oh, Ray, you know the Homer broadcast. They would wear that to sleep.
Joe Bowen could, because, I mean, he has been the voice
Bonesy's
of the league.
Bonesy's been around
like,
for a long time.
I would make that exception. But, I mean, Ray, you do 26 games a year?
Yeah. I'm not wearing a ring.
How would you respond if the Leafs won a cup and they called you up and asked for your ring size?
Don't bother.
You would take it. You'd take it.
No, why would I take it? I would take it and I would put it in a box. Like, I would never wear it. I don't deserve anything to do.
I would wear one.
I would wear it in a heartbeat.
Of course you would. You'd wear it with your alumni jacket.
I wouldn't. Like, I would.
I would.
I think I would put it up for charity. I would, like, donate it to charity and auction it off.
That's a good idea.
Like, there's no, like, I didn't have anything to do with it. Like, Ray's breaking down plays. Same thing with me. I'm standing there, and sometimes you have to be critical of them. Like, there was that time, Ray, this year, you were talking about Polak's bad penalty, and he's 4 inches away from you disagreeing.
I thought he was going to... At that point, that's when I realized what a good guy he was. Because,
he's awesome.
You know, he was, like, so emotional, like, emotionally involved in the clip. And then he's like, oh, no, not a penalty, not a penalty. And I was like, man, he could have just ripped off my arm there and said, beat me over the head with it. And I was like... Then I start, you know, I met him a little bit. He's funny. Like, he's a big, gruff, funny guy. But he doesn't, if he gets a Stanley Cup ring, you think he's going to look at me wearing one and go, the hell is he wearing that ring for?
Well, that's a good point. Like, if you do wear one, like, let's say for whatever reason we had one, they sent one to us. Could you imagine us on site interviewing, like, Austin Matthews and we're wearing a cup ring?
Yeah.
Like, how
they're
stupid.
They're not wearing theirs, period.
Yeah, and he doesn't wear his. And we have ours on. How stupid
that's
you would feel.
That's what I mean. I would never, like, there has to be a line where it's like, okay, that's enough. Like, you know, the pigeons on the outside, you don't get. These are the guys who earn it, they earn it. But it just, I think you're right. The Bruins started this because they were so excited that, you know, the broadcasters got it. And
Rene Rancourt wears his ring. He'll have it on tonight.
The anthem singer got one.
Yes.
Okay. Now, okay, you know, so back to... how long has Joe done the games?
Oh, over 30 years, 35 years,
well,
I think.
That's different.
I agree. I think Joe should get one.
That's different. I mean, we've showed up on the scene in the last 5 or 6 years here to do games. it would never happen, and I wouldn't want one.
I would not accept. I would be like, I'm good, thank you.
We need them to get through game 7 first.
Either.
Yeah, you couldn't play golf with it?
No.
Yeah, that's true.
That wouldn't work.
They got to
win tonight, though, I think.
Well, exactly. We're putting the cart before the horse. We're sizing up cup rings.
Wow.
And they're playing game 7
tonight.
It was
just hypothetical being ridiculous, you know.
We got a poll question up on Twitter asking people, when you're watching a big game, what is the worst type of guy to be around? 35% play-by-play guy, the guy that won't stop talking and yelling at the screen. 33% people saying... a fan of the opposing team. So tonight that would be sitting around the table with a Bruins fan. 32% saying pissed drunk guy. Which one would you vote for?
That's my vote.
That's where I voted too.
Somebody shut this guy up. Seriously.
Exactly. Like,
pissed drunk guy.
For sure.
Like the guy on the other team, okay, he's cheering too, and then you give it to him, and when your team scores, and he's like that. I don't know. Short of it turning into a fist fight, that's fun. I think that's part of it. The pissed drunk guy, put him in a bag, put him out. Out you go, pal.
Yeah, pissed drunk guy can really turn the tide of an evening too. If he starts getting carried away,
he can cause some disruption.
Well, that's the thing. You get in an argument with him, and he takes a swipe at you, and all of a sudden now you're in a fist fight, and you're just trying to watch the game. Like, it's ridiculous.
You've got somebody over, you know, you got a group of guys over at your house, and pissed drunk guy knocks over the food because he's an idiot. And you're like, now your wife's sour, you're sour, there's a mess everywhere. You're like, get him out of here.
You have to leave. I will chicken wing you out of here if I have to, but you can't be here anymore. Yeah, play-by-play guy, though, that's getting a lot of votes, too. The guy who won't stop yelling at the screen and
it's
telling.
My guy.
Yeah, I would probably vote play-by-play guy, but there's all three of these guys can be tough. So we'll see.
That is a the fact, look at the votes, though, being so close.
Yeah.
There's a lot of annoyed people. I think a lot of guys, I think when I'm watching a big game, I'd prefer to watch it almost by myself.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I want to focus on what I'm watching at. You know, like when I was watching, like when the Red Sox won their first World Series, I wasn't watching that with anybody. I was like, I want to watch this. Every pitch, I was dying. I'm like, I want to watch this. I don't want to listen to some guy go, oh, is that a curveball or was that a fastball? Eat it.
Yeah.
Scram. I want
Take
to watch the game.
Sorry, pal. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Not happening tonight. I'm with you. I'm going home, and I will be antisocial. I'm sitting on the couch watching the game. And
will your wife respect your...
I don't
fandom?
Know. She'll make a joke. Yeah. I know she'll make a joke. She'll sit down and take the channel changer and be like, do you mind if I watch This Is Us or something like that? Like, she'll make a joke, but she knows. Yeah. She's been around me long enough.
You'll get up and you'll be... Are you going to be in your man cave or upstairs?
I don't know. I think I'll probably be upstairs. Maybe I'll man cave it tonight. I probably should man cave it.
You don't have a good luck spot at home?
I have a comfortable spot. I have an ass groove.
Yeah.
That I think I'll get
familiar. I can't even imagine
with.
How big that thing is.
Homer Simpson and I just rival each other in the ass groove department. Yeah, that'll be getting some attention tonight. So I'll be snuggling with my ass groove.
Well,
that's my plan.
I got to be honest with you. I've not looked forward to a game like this in a long time. Like I don't know why. I think the Leafs really interest me because of how they play, and they're always a bit of a wild card. And Boston, I think, is really good, and I can't wait. I hope it's going to be a great game. I really do.
It really should be. Enjoy it tonight, buddy. Regardless of how it goes, we'll break it down tomorrow at 5 p.m.
Talk to you then. Later, boys.
There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst. Don't forget, Leafs Bruins right here on TSN 1050. Puck drop in about 2 hours, pregame at 7 o'clock. Raptors Wizards on News Talk 1010 tonight and on TSN tonight. TFC. Also on TSN tonight. Big night in the city. Jerry's percentages. Who knows what Jerry's going to have in store this week? I would assume it'll be based on what's happening in the city tonight, but you never know. We'll catch up with Jerry next.
You're going to want to hear this.
Jerry's percentages.
I'm a cowboy, baby. With the top let down and the sunshine shining.
No, keep the booing.
Are we having fun yet?
You're all pigeons. Filthy, filthy pigeons.
Are you kidding? Have you been out drinking?
It's Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y.
All right, Jerry's Percentages is brought to you by BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, from two people to 300. Let BPC, Best Portuguese Chicken, do the cooking. Head on down at 942 the Queensway or jump online, bestpc.ca. This is a Best Portuguese Chicken kind of night. Load up on some quality BPC, go home and watch all the games. It's a must. You
For
have
sure.
to do it.
I'm all over that.
Bestpc.ca. Okay, so we know the way Jerry works. He shows up with a bunch of hot takes. We place a percentage on the likelihood of them actually happening. It's a big night for him, big night for the league. My understanding is he's got an opening statement. You guys ready to hear from Jerry?
Yes.
Jerry's jacked up because nothing beats a game 7, especially when an American team can knock out a loser Canadian team. And Jerry can't wait. I hope that Rumno son of a bitch Rene Rancourt does 25 fist pumps after the anthem and then gives Austin Matthews the double bird. Go Bruins, go! Go Bruins, go!
That is gutless. Of course he's on the Bruins bandwagon.
He just does not like Canada.
It's so uncalled for. Like, what did we ever do to
but
Jerry?
But he contradicts himself, too. Wasn't it last week or the week before he was...
Do you think
Loving
he cares, though?
Canadian.
Do you think he cares? Like, do you think he's watching this saying, God, I wish Boston goes through?
No, I don't
no,
think
because
so.
I think both of these organizations move the needle as far as ratings, either in the U.S. or in Canada.
The Maple Leafs move the needle in the States, too.
Yep.
Like, this number will do a big number on NBC.
For sure.
Down in the States.
Absolutely.
And we know the numbers are going to be big up here, and you can hear it right here on TSN 1050.
Yes.
All right, you guys ready to hear some takes from Jerry?
Yes.
Let's get the heavy lifting out of the way off the top. All four Toronto teams will win tonight. Leafs, Raptors, Blue Jays, and TFC.
So there you have it. Jerry's saying a four-pack of victories tonight.
6%.
100%. All of them.
Wow.
I think the Blue Jays don't win. That's where my concern is.
The Jays are probably due for a loss. Boston, they've lost three of their last four. And prior to that, they were 16-2. But Sanchez is on the mound tonight.
I know, and he's played very well. But I was looking at that last night. I mean,
you think,
if I had to bet against one of them, that would be the team.
I wonder about TFC. I mean, they're going into
a hostile environment.
How many goals do they have to score?
They got to win 2-0 or win by two and outscore them with road goals. I mean, they're in a real bind here.
And that's no slight on anybody.
No.
I'm just trying. Maybe I should go a little higher. 16%.
16%. I think the Raptors are winning tonight.
Yeah,
I'm on the Leafs tonight. I think the Jays and Sanchez, I think he can pitch a gem. I'm pretty high on this.
I'm 100% because I want to see it happen, and I think everybody in the city does too.
I'm talking myself into going real high here. 80%.
Good man.
80%.
Good
Meanwhile,
man.
Like if you're actually in Vegas, this is insane to have a four-pack of parlays.
Well, we should call somebody and make that bet.
Okay.
Put $100. We'll chip in and put $100 on a four-pack to win right across the board.
I like
see
it.
What that pays off.
All right. Let's invest in the city of Toronto with some victories tonight.
I'll chip in on that.
I'll chip in.
Beansy, you in?
Yes.
Jerry's in a funky mood this afternoon, and I just don't know why. Might just be because Shania Twain I was listening to in the morning. Who knows? But I'm going to mix it up here. Instead of a hot take, I'm going to throw out a prop bet. The total amount of people down at Maple Leaf Square tonight will be over or under 999.5 people.
Wow, a rare prop bet from Jerry.
Hold on, over. So 1,000? There'll be more than 1,000 people
down there?
That's
what I'm saying.
Dude, the square isn't that big. Like, there's a few hundred people that get in there. Like, the Raptors games, they've had like 100 maybe.
But you've got two teams.
I know
that.
And
I think they're going to... How are we going to ever find out?
Well, we got people on the scene. We'll get to the bottom
of it. Okay, I'm saying it's a massive number because I think they're going to get more than 1,000 people there. They got two teams playing.
I hear you.
So you got... Let's just say you get 500 apiece.
Well, you're not getting 500 Raptors
fans. I just saw CP24. There were some kids getting interviewed there in the 4 o'clock hour. They were already in line.
The weather's brutal, though. It's been raining. It's cloudy. It's garbage outside. So you're committed to over 1,000 people.
On a big number, I think it's 91%.
91%. Oh?
I think 100. It's got it. They're going to be watching all of the games. There's...
But
the thing is, I don't know how many people fit in there, and are they going to expand that area?
Okay, for example,
but
when
yes,
you were
I'm
on the
going
panel,
100 over 1,000.
When I was on
people.
The panel the other day, you posted on Instagram or something,
yeah.
Place loaded.
That's what
how
I
many think. How many, when it's loaded, how many just fit into that spot?
I don't know,
spot?
A few hundred people, 400 people? I have no perception of that kind of stuff.
Me neither, but I'm going to say over 1,000. 100%.
Okay, I think I'm on that too. I think it's going to be all young people down there.
Yeah, you're going to get a big number.
You know, and people are jacked up. People are, like, university exams are mostly done. People are back in town. Yeah, I'll go 100% too. 100%.
The Bruins anthem singer Rene Rancourt will fist pump more times than the amount of fingers he uses to pour a rum and coke. That's four or more fist pumps tonight.
Four or more from Rene Rancourt.
I think it will be. Yeah. I'm going 100 again. I think he does at least four. Was it you saying four for
four
that
or
seven for a seven game series?
Four or seven.
He can't do seven. Like, if he does seven, Cam Neely's going to walk down there and sucker punch
him. It
doesn't
take that long. It's just like this.
Dude, he stops and does the stupid points. He starts twirling his dumb.
I say it's a four pack.
Yeah.
So you said four or more?
Four or more, yes.
100%.
I'm 100%.
I think he might just do one. And say we need one win tonight. One. And it'll just be a massive, like, Kirk Gibson
like
type, like a
windmill
yes,
pump.
Yes, and
that's
exactly.
That's possible. That's
I'm
a good thought
I'm thinking a big
process.
Windmill. We need one more.
But the thing is I believe he's practiced it. And in his mind, he knows exactly what he's doing today. But for him, he likes the show.
I know.
I've gotten
one
to the point where I'm
enough.
Looking forward to him walking off of the ice.
This could be it. He's retiring after this year.
Yeah.
This might be the last time he actually does it.
One would be not enough for him.
Okay.
I think he has a slight vanity.
I'm going to play him. I don't think there's any disputing that. The guy comes out in a bow tie. Like, come on. 50%.
All right. Well, yeah.
I'm going to play
now,
the odds here. 50%.
The Maple Leafs will hold the Bruins to under 40 shots in regulation tonight.
Under 40. In reg. So if it goes to overtime, obviously yeah, it's a wash.
I would say 55% because I'm kind of, that's hoping they do it and understanding they don't often do it. That's where my head is at on that number. 55%.
I'm pretty high on this. I think it could be a bit of a slow start. I think both teams might kind of ease their way into it. 40 shots is a lot of shots. I know it's not impossible with this team. The Maple Leafs have given up 40-plus on multiple occasions. They've done so during the series, but you get 37, 38, and that's a high amount.
I'm lower on this, too. I think it's going to be a game of possum a little bit.
Like Jerry said he's calling that they will give up more than 40, right?
Yeah, in regulation.
Was it under 40? I can't even remember now. Can you play that one more time?
The Maple Leafs will hold the Bruins to under 40 shots in regulation tonight.
Okay, 85%. 85%.
You're 100, though?
No, 55.
You're 55? I'm going to say 88%. They have to. They have to. You want to win the game, you can't give up 40.
You've got to.
If the Leafs win tonight, Freddie Anderson will not be their best player. Jerry repeats, Freddie will not be their best player.
That's an interesting take. He's saying the Leafs, if they win, Freddie will not be the best player for them.
100%.
I'm low on
I it. Think it's time for a guy like Austin Matthews.
Okay, but what if Matthews gets two goals and Freddie makes 38 saves and breakaway after breakaway or something?
I think they're going to finally help him out tonight.
Well, then
define best player.
Well,
because Freddie's been their best player in the three wins.
This is a difficult
first start every game.
Yeah, no, he's been really good. Now, I would say consistently over the course of the series, Marner's been their best player because Freddie, I thought he was bad in game one. He got pulled in game two. The first two periods
Freddie's
of game three.
The only reason they're in a game set.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go back.
We're talking consistency.
Hang on, I got to flip. I'm going 0% because he's got to do it again.
Oh, I don't think he has to do it again. I mean, they could win 5-4 tonight.
You're right, and he just has an average.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm not saying he's not going to have to factor in, but 100% the only way they win is because he plays great? That's not the truth. I mean, they're better than that. I have more respect for this team. 49%, though. I'm just into the minority because I do think more than likely Freddie is going to be the best player if they win.
The truth about it is we should remove goaltending because that's what it is. Goaltending is playoff hockey. You know, it's rare that you don't, especially in a game seven, unless it's a 5-1 game. Then, yeah, maybe that's... But if it's going to be 3-2, 4-3, who knows?
But you look back on game seven from 5 years ago, Tuukka Rask was not the Bruins' best player. And the Bruins won 5-4. You could say it was Milan Lucic, maybe it was Bergeron, maybe it was Chara.
Exactly. Yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean,
you're right.
It's not like the goalie every time you win.
What did you say, 45?
I said 49%. I was just into the minority because I think it, more often than not, it is your goalie.
I'll say 28%.
Okay.
Because I do want somebody else to elevate and be like, yeah, that guy was the best player on the ice tonight.
The Leafs will keep the Bergeron line off the score sheet tonight.
They better because those sons of bitches can score some goals. Brad Marchand really has a nose for the net.
That's uncalled for. Actually, it's very called for now that I think about it. In the three games the Leafs have won, that line has not scored. In the three games the Bruins have won, that line has scored a lot. Jerry's saying no dice for them tonight.
Totally off the score sheet.
Off the
Think there's
none of those three guys score a goal tonight.
Think they get score a goal or assist or like
score a goal. One of the three has to score a goal.
I think 80% they're going to score a goal.
So is it 20%?
So you're 20% that Jerry will be right.
You
can be very confusing,
or you don't score on 99% of the shots you don't.
I mean, I think they're going to be dangerous too, just like the top players.
But they've been dangerous and not scored.
Yeah.
Like they were dangerous in game.
Yeah, they've had
four,
39 shots on goal in the three games that they haven't scored.
They've still been dangerous. They just haven't been able to score.
I think it's a low number for me. 8%.
See, I got the Leafs winning tonight, so I got to play the percentages. I'm going to say 60%. I think that's a big part of it. Like Freddie's got to play well, but you got to keep shutting down that top line. You have to.
Yeah. You got to think about matchups, though.
Well, and also power play too, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Their penalty kill has been good lately, but you know they're going to get power play opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Or you hope not, but I mean,
that's well, chances are someone's taking a penalty tonight.
The penalties will be 2-2 tonight or 3-3.
Yeah, I can't imagine another scenario like we saw in Game 5, 6-1. I don't think the refs would do that. I think the refs.
Hey, Game 7, you try that nonsense?
Oh, man, you would have riots on your hands.
Well, then the Leafs can't. They got to be smarter.
They do, but, you know, there's no point in reopening that can of worms. But
right.
you could come over that game and be like, that's an interesting one. That's, you know, anyway. Game 7 tonight, puck drop at 7:30, pregame at 7. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050 tonight. Gary Roberts will join us in about 45 minutes. Bob McKenzie's going to be in studio, and we're teeing up the Raptors game, Game 5 on TSN tonight. Blue Jays down at the Rogers Center, TFC in Mexico taking on Chivas Guadalajara. Massive, massive night. Overdrive continues on the TSN Go app. All right, so we have some confirmation here. If you want a four-game parlay tonight, a Toronto parlay, of glory, Leafs, Raptors, TFC, Blue Jays, all on the money line. You put $100 down, that wins $3,200.
Dude, do it.
Okay, but do you see a convenience store around here? Like, we got to, if I can get to a store in time, or we can maybe send somebody out.
Well, you got to go play Pro Line?
I'm in on that. I mean,
sure.
Why not support
We've
the team,
got a guy
support
who
the
works
city?
Video around here, oh, that I think he's a bit of a degenerate. So he probably has a guy you could call.
I love those guys. Jimmy the Greek. Call him up and...
Yeah, and he's got like a code name.
Yeah, I know
Nine
a bunch
for
of
nails
guys too,
or
actually.
Whatever. Like,
I'll call my guy.
You got a guy?
Oh, yeah.
We got a guy.
So we're going to put $100? Like,
well, we'll talk about it.
I think
it.
It's thin, but you
we'll
never
see.
Know.
We'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, it is. We've been talking about it all afternoon. There's no surprise. We all know what's coming, and we're getting closer and closer, man. Puck drop at 7:30. The Jays start at 7. The Raptors are in action tonight. TFC a little bit later. So if you're a big TFC fan, and it's the smallest fan base in terms of volume of all three fan bases going tonight, but at the very least, your game is at 9:30.
Right.
So you can get Leafs in. You can get Raptors in. You can get some Blue Jays in if you want to. Like, for me, I'm not missing a second of the Maple Leaf game tonight. I will be tracking the Raptors game as closely as possible. I'm not sure I'll get even a pitch in of the Blue Jay game. Because you got to be honest, you can't watch everything.
Dude, tonight, I wish I was at home because of my TV setup, and you just fire them all up at the same time.
I know. I don't have that. You've got like three or four different TVs.
Just one big screen that's a 60 or 80 inch, and then two small ones right on top of it. A, it's for when your kids are watching a kids movie, you put sports on above it. But on a night like this, you just pick your three favorite games and fire them up.
That would be unreal.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And everybody thinks it's like this luxurious thing to have. You get these TVs at Costco for nothing.
Yeah, you can.
You got to fire it up.
Yeah, I should look into that.
I've got a four-pack going into my new office.
You're going to have a four-pack? I love the office guy. Office guy is a great idea. You can get away and you can say you're in your
privacy.
Office. You're not doing anything. You're
a
watching
couch
sports.
In my office. You can lay there and...
Costanza it up.
Yeah, I'm going to build something underneath my desk.
I need an office.
Fridge.
I need one. I wouldn't do anything in there but watch TV, but I need to have an office.
Yeah.
Michael tweeting in saying he just tried to play that ticket, and apparently there's too many people around the city. They may not even let you get that parlay in. Like, every Toronto sports fan's like, we're going 4 for 4 tonight. I'm putting my money on the line. All right, Bob McKenzie will be in studio to help us tee up Game 7. Gary Roberts coming up at 6:30. We're teeing up Leafs, Raps, Jays, TFC. The Marlies are in action. You can't forget about them. Final hour up next. Overdrive continues. TSN 1050.